Nikki Paul, NIKIPAUL, 526-81. It's a 44-year-old woman with what? With history of chest pain for the past 2 years. She's had total workup, including your PET scan, GI workup, cardiac workup. She sees her cardiologist. They finally settled on Motrin 600 milligram from time to time to control her symptoms. She does not take the Motrin every day, big letters. She gets stressed. She does an echocardiogram at Herman Memorial. When she gets stressed, the pain comes. Yesterday or day before, she was almost in an accident with her husband, and since then she's been having terrible pain, period. In the paragraph, I asked her if she's been diagnosed with fibromyalgia. She says she has not or has not seen anyone regarding that that she knows of, and she has a lot of anxiety issues, but she's not suicidal. She doesn't want to hurt herself, and nobody has tried her any anxiety medication either. Family history, diabetes, no suicidal ideation or thoughts, no cancer. No breast cancer, no colon cancer. Any mammogram, up to date. Colonoscopy, not needed. Give me 2 seconds. Don't hang up. Okay. Last period, 7/13/25. Been pregnant twice. Is married. Works as an echo lady. Family history, diabetes. Lab work is up to date. Medication, Motrin 600. Medical problems, chronic chest pain, possible fibromyalgia. Surgery, C-section times 2. Immunization, up to date. Pap smear up to date, and mammogram is up to date as well since she's 44. Colonoscopy not done. Let's see. She was born 5/26/81. Today is 8/26/25. 147 pounds, no change in her weight, 98.2, 96, 18, 73, 124 over 83, heart positive, home positive, 2 lungs declared, abdomen soft, neck short, JVT, skin shows, and eyes short, on the coast with tank vision, chest wall pain is reproducible. Assessment number 1, chest pain, number 2, non-cardiac, number 3, workup complete, including GI workup and cardiac workup, next number, possible fibromyalgia, next number, possible anxiety, next number, Wellbutrin, non-SR, 75 twice a day, next number is Motrin 600 as needed, she knows not to take that on a regular basis, next number, Flexeril, 10 milligram, half a tablet every 8 hours, PRN, in case it's fibromyalgia, she should respond to it, next number, we'll consider Neurontin and or Lyrica at a later date, next number, we'll get a copy of her blood work, next number, the patient also needs her FMLA papers signed, which we'll do as soon as it's received, thank you.